and the Magnificent. I'm back, but the Shaker was so boss, most thundering, stormy, sound of soul. I am W-O-O-O, and I'm still here.
Welcome to the program. This is Connecting the Notes. I'm your host, Matthew Ray, and this hour we will learn about reggae greats, drummer Robbie Shakespeare and bassist Sly Dunbar. Known as Sly and Robbie, the duo has produced an estimated 200,000 cuts since emerging on the scene in the early 70s. Peter Tosh, Jimmy Cliff, Lee Perry, Culture, Dennis Brown, even the Rolling Stones have employed Sly and Robbie in the studio and on the road. We've got a great hour of music ahead for everyone, so thank you all for tuning in. Dave and Ansel Collins with the Winston Riley penned Double Barrel. That recording is one of the earliest to feature a young Sly Dunbar on drums. It was recorded in 1969. Sly was born Lowell Dunbar on May 10, 1952 in Kingston, Jamaica. His nickname Sly emerged out of his admiration for Sly Stone and of Sly and the Family Stone. Sly went on to play with Ansel Collins in the group Skin, Flesh, and Bones. In 1972, Sly met Robbie Shakespeare, a bassist born and raised in Kingston and just a year younger than Sly. Robbie was also working with a variety of musicians, most notably the Aggravators, with producer Bunny Lee. Sly and Robbie partnered up in 1975 when Sly was invited to sit in as a drummer for a session with the Aggravators. The two continued to collaborate, most notably on Jimmy Cliff's Follow My Mind and with Peter Tosh on Legalize It.
Mama, look at the mountain. Papa, look at the sea. Mama, look at the mountain. Papa, look at the sky. Try. I said If I follow my mind, I never go wrong. I wouldn't sing that song, it wouldn't take so long. Never, never could do wrong. Hey, hey, if I follow my heart, I'd be led by emotions in my every notion. It will lead me astray now, each and every day now. Hey, hey, if I follow my heart. My mind is a fine mind. My mind is a right mind. My mind is a clear mind. Clear mind. If I follow my mind, I'll never go wrong. I wanna sing that song, it wouldn't take so long. Never, never could do wrong. Hey, hey, if I follow my mind. My mind is a fine mind. My mind is a right mind. My mind by divine mind. Divine mind, if I follow my.
Jimmy Cliff with If I Follow My Mind and Look at the Mountains from Cliff's 1975 album. Sly and Robbie can be heard providing drums and bass on those recordings. Around this time, the two joined the Revolutionaries and played on numerous recording sessions for Channel One Studios. Here's some tracks recorded by the Mighty Diamonds, who were a big player in Channel One Studios at the time, of course, including Sly and Robbie.
Run away.
That was the Mighty Diamonds with Pass the Coochie, and before that the song Right Time, released in 1976, a huge record in the history of Channel One Records. Robbie Shakespeare can be heard on bass with Sly Dunbar providing the drums, as Sly recalled in 2001's This Is Reggae Music. Quote, "When the tune Right Time first came out, because of that double tap on the rim, nobody believed it was me on the drums. They thought it was some sort of sound effect we was using. Then it went to number one and stayed there. Everybody started trying for that style, and it soon became established." Listening to Connecting the Notes, happy you could join us this hour as we learn about musicians Sly Dunbar and Robbie Shakespeare. Sly and Robbie have played on or produced an estimated 200,000 songs since 1970. They are as respected for their production as they are for their playing. One of their earliest attempts at producing came with French singer Serge Gainsbourg for his album Oot Arms, etc. Serge Gainsbourg, as described by Jason and Kenny for All Music Guide, was, quote, "the dirty man of popular music, a French singer, songwriter, and provocateur, notorious for his voracious appetite for alcohol, cigarettes, and women. His scandalous, taboo-shattering output made him a legend in Europe, but only a cult figure in America, where his lone hit stalled on the pop charts, fittingly enough, at number 69. May seem an unlikely collaboration, but Sly and Robbie produced and played an entire album and even joined Gainsbourg on tour in France. In an interview with Fog City Journal, Sly looked back on the album, saying, "It's one of the wickedest reggae albums. There are no overdubs. It's raw and six people at once going down. Usually when I do something, I want to move on to the next one. But that record, I listened to it and thought it was good. Usually I don't get back and listen to all the stuff I've done." Here is a track off that Serge Gainsbourg album.
Allons enfants de la patrie, le jour de gloire est arrivé.
The unlikely coupling of the rhythm twins of reggae music Sly and Robbie and French pop singer Serge Gainsbourg. That collaboration occurred in 1975. By the next year, Sly and Robbie helped produce Culture's 2/7 Clash album and began what would become a four-year relationship with former Wailer Peter Tosh. The duo not only helped produce and play on Tosh's albums, but also joined his band Word, Sound, and Power on tour. I'm like a walking razor, don't you watch my size, I'm dangerous, dangerous. If you are a bully, treat me good. If you are a bully, I beg you treat me good. I'm like a stepping razor, don't you watch my size, I'm dangerous, dangerous. Like a stepping razor, don't you watch my size. I'm dangerous, dangerous. If you are a chucky, nobody chucky from me. If you are a chucky, nobody chucky from me. Yeah. I'm like a stepping razor, don't you watch my size. I'm dangerous, I'm so dangerous. Chopping razor, don't you watch my size, I'm dangerous, dangerous. If you eat a spot, you treat me good. If you drink let's soup, you better treat me good. I'm like a stepping razor, don't you watch my size, I'm dangerous, dangerous. I'm like a stepping razor, don't you watch my size, I'm dangerous, dangerous. If you are bull bucka, nobody buck from me, yeah. If you are dopey, away from me. I'm like a stepping razor, don't you watch my size. I'm like a flash.
flashing lights in a rolling tongue that I'm dangerous, dangerous. I'm like a stepping razor, don't you watch my size. I'm dangerous, I'm dangerous. Part in Chade and things so well, never chop through the earth. And I said, God is dear. Now smile, man, and make your face stop hurt you, man. Treat me good. If you wanna live, you better treat me good. Cause I know some bluntly. You don't go through 1/5 of the tribulation where I go through. Cause I know only your name would be here to represent you. If you wanna live, better treat me good. You could have drink less soon.
Peter Tosh with 400 Years, recorded live in Boston on November 26, 1976. Before that, you heard Stepping Razor off 1977's Equal Rights, also by Mr. Tosh. Both those cuts feature Sly Dunbar and Robbie Shakespeare. Shakespeare helped produce Tosh's next album, Bush Doctor, which contained a cover of The Temptations' hit Don't Look Back and featured guest vocals by Mick Jagger. Sly and Robbie joined Word Sound and Power with Peter Tosh for a tour opening for the Stones. The tour would present some challenges to the group, and as guitarist Donald Kinsey recalled, "I remember being on a stadium stage and seeing apples and oranges and pop cans flying by my head. When I saw beer bottles, I was like, oh man. Mick Jagger came out and would tell people to chill out. We were his guests. Kick back and enjoy it and learn something. And then we'd play Don't Look Back." Robbie Shakespeare added, "At the first show on tour in Philly, a bottle was thrown on stage and Peter deflected it from hitting Sly. Then he looked out at the crowd and yelled, 'What the bumba clot you doing?' And the whole place went quiet. We had to go back to the drawing board and get a different attitude toward the music. When you had to open for the Stones or Rock and Roll acts, it was something totally different. We were young and we didn't know how important the out front engineer really was. After that tour, we demanded a stage monitor man and an engineer to make sure we go to sound check as much as we can. Our band was always tight, but what evolved was the sound out front." After over 5 years of touring, session playing, and producing, Sly and Robbie had saved enough money to start their very own label, which they named Taxi, the same name as a label Sly Dunbar had tried unsuccessfully to initiate years prior. They built the studio session band among members of the Revolutionaries. It included Sly and Robbie on drums and bass, respectively, guitarist Red Bryan, percussionist Sticky Thompson, and Ansel Collins, and Winston Wright on keyboards. The label would go on to pump out crucial reggae albums by the likes of Black Uhuru, Gregory Isaacs, Junior Delgado, Dennis Brown, The Wailing Souls, Max Romeo, and Jimmy Riley.
Oh, say you have to do when the money don't? Oh Lord, Lord, where you have a home when your new friend's gone? New room only sweet, clean, I say I won't bro. Shouldn't turn your back on the ghetto ones. Oh no, no. Never burn your bridges behind you, man. New room only sweet, clean. I say a whole room.
Oh,
As I said, thank you for tuning in. This is Connecting the Notes, and this hour we are listening to the great Rhythm Twins of Kingston, drummer Sly Dunbar and bassist Robbie Shakespeare. The last three cuts you heard were, from first to last, Junior Delgado with Fort Augustus, The Wailing Souls with Old Broom, and Jimmy Riley with My Woman's Love. All these songs featured Sly and Robbie and were cut at the duo's Kingston studio named Taxi. Taxi's inaugural recording was Black Uhuru's Observe Life. Black Uhuru went on to become the first reggae act to win a Grammy. They were formed by Irvin Spencer, Rudolph Dennis, and Derek Simpson in 1974. The group experienced a revolving cast of singers and musicians, evolving to their 1980 grouping, which included singers Derek Simpson, Michael Rose, and female vocalist Puma Jones. Sly and Robbie joined the group in 1977 and remained as the group's backbone through 1983.
Daily
Black Uhuru with the Youth of Englington off their powerful 1982 album Red. Uhuru is a Swahili word meaning freedom. Thank you all for tuning in this hour. We've been listening to music involving reggae drum and bass teams Sly Dunbar and Robbie Shakespeare. The two have been involved with an estimated 200,000 tracks since emerging on the scene. With such a catalog, we focus most of our energy this week on the roots reggae realm and their earlier work. When asked by Fog City Journal what he thinks of today's Jamaican music, Sly Dunbar replied, "It's cool, you know, but I think they could benefit more by going back and listening to some of the older stuff, just in the way the groove was played, because if you don't have that, it won't work. Sometimes there's an emotional side of certain things. That emotion is the groove. Especially playing live, the groove is so important, because it's all happening at once." Sly goes on to add, "There's a saying, if you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you are going, you know? I'd always go back and listen to Motown, and I'm still inspired by it. I was listening to Diana Ross last night, actually." Sly and Robbie still have had a hand in popular music today. In addition to producing hits for Gwen Stefani, the duo have worked with Michael Franti and Spearhead, I Wayne, Cuddy Ranks, Beanie Man, The Fugees, and Shireen Anderson. Add this work to their earlier collaborations with such unlikely suitors as Sting, Bob Dylan, Joe Cocker, Sinead O'Connor, and Grace Jones, and you have a very diverse offering of music and styles from these two gentlemen. Sly and Robbie also cut their own albums and tour under their own names. So I'd like to thank you all for tuning in to Connecting the Notes. Please drop us a line at connectingthenotes@yahoo.com or check us out online at connectingthenotes.com. You can see a schedule, listen to old shows, and find links to more stories and kind of cool music stuff all over the interweb. Thanks for supporting independent radio, of course, music as a whole. One love.
what you got. Hold on to what you got. Keep your enemies on your journey. Then you know on your way. Keep your enemies on your journey. Then you know my heart is really yearning for you. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Hold on to what you got. 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 Yeah. To what you got, hold on to what you got, yeah.